And when the oceans rise and thunders roll, I will above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still and know you are God. I will be still and know you. Oh, when the oceans rise and tossed around, above the storm, Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still and know you. You are God.
Oh. I will be still and know you, my God. I will be still and know you.
Na shabalabaya babaya. When the oceans rise.
I will be still and know you, my God. I will be still and know you, my God. When the ocean sounds and tall as rock, I will be still
and know you, you are God.
I will be still and know you are God. And though I walk through the valleys low, I'll fear no evil. By the waters steal my soul. Oh, shut up.
I dedicate this song to the Southern Kaduna people. This singing right now.
Do I walk through the valleys low?
Everywhere there is frustration in Nigeria.
Even valley, the waters steal my soul.
Mashallah. If you are in Kaduna State, and you are in Katsina State, and you are in Zamfara State, or in the Northeast, where agents of evil are set on destroying your life and communities and family, this is the voice of the Lord and the word of God to you. Though you are walking through that valley that is low now, there is no need to fear any evil, for he is with you. He will comfort and strengthen you and deliver you and your family and our community and our land from the agents of evil and agents of darkness. Help her there.
I walk through the valleys,
mashallah. I'll fear no evil. By the water,
steal my soul.
Yeah.
Again, Jesus. Again, Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Of the Holy Ghost. Power. Health from above.
Help from above. Help from above. Help from above. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus.
Jesus again. Fresh help, fresh grace, and fresh mercy. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Let today mark a new day for somebody on a turning point. We worship you, Lord. Help her there. Please be seated. From verse 1.
Description.
Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And he sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues. As the Spirit gave them utterance. Supernatural shift by the Spirit. Supernatural shift by the Spirit. Our objective today is to understand supernatural shift by the Spirit of God. Supernatural shift happens naturally by the agency of the Holy Spirit. It happens naturally. I'll give you five. And when I'm talking about supernatural shift, I'm not just talking about shift, maybe just financially or materially or physically or otherwise. The first shift that should come to your mind should be a spiritual shift. First of all, first, the place where the Holy Ghost encountered the apostles was called room, upper room. According to Acts chapter 1, verse 13, they were all in the upper room. The upper room, an upper room. It wasn't a lower room. Every association with the Holy Spirit is an association on a higher plane. It's an association on a high plane, not the low plane. Upper room. And then the Holy Ghost came upon them there. And they began to speak with tongues. How do we know there was a supernatural shift? First of all, it happened in the upper room. Second, the Spirit gave them a voice when he encountered them. They began to speak in tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. He gave them a voice, gave them utterance. If you had not a voice before, you can be sure of a voice when you encounter the real Holy Ghost. Not just speaking in tongues now, but having a voice. If you are a pastor, a minister of God, or whatever be your designation, and you had lacked a voice, an authentic, genuine encounter with the Holy Ghost gives a voice. Third, the Holy Ghost caused their influence to go beyond their locality. The Bible said it was noised abroad. Whatever God was doing with them could not be localized. When the Holy Ghost encounters your life, your destiny can no longer be localized in terms of your influence can no longer be localized. That is, there is something about you that will touch somebody somewhere beyond where you are. Their influence went beyond their locality. Number four, the Holy Ghost gave them effortless audience. The Bible said the multitudes came together. They didn't struggle for the people. The people struggled for them. Effortless audience. Maybe you are here today.
you are a pastor, an evangelist, and you are struggling for who to preach to and who to minister to. Effortless audience.
Fifthly, the Holy Ghost brought them out of uncertainty and gave them destiny.
Where they were in the upper room after the Master Jesus had gone, everything in front of them was uncertain. Their future, they were not sure of where they were going. They were not sure of their tomorrow. That is how the Holy Spirit shifts your life.
I think it was with my daughter I was talking the other day and explaining how the Holy Ghost had worked on my life all these years. I think we were talking 3 days ago. And I said, as at form five, secondary school, I stood before a crowd to address them and I couldn't. You remember? And I couldn't. I stood before a crowd to address them and I couldn't. I was genuinely intimidated. I was authentically afraid. I was not pretending to be afraid. I couldn't face the crowd. I had what to say, but it couldn't come out. Maybe you are like that. I was playful. I could do other things, but to face that crowd at that time, 35 years ago, I could not. But when the Holy Ghost came, even if you gather devils, I'm sorry to say that, there is no face that can be feared. I mean, if 1 billion people, you see, the Holy Ghost has a way of breaking down whatever is preventing you from being who you are meant to be. And I'm saying that was what happened to me. If the power of God had not come on me, I'm telling you, I'm not sure that I won't be doing what I'm doing now. I mean, there are intelligent people. There are people who are talented in many ways, but there are things they can't do because of certain limitations. That is why this fire must come upon you tonight. And if there is somebody here who is about to receive that fire, you will stand on your feet with a shout of, "I receive! I receive the fire!" Say it, "I receive it!" Now, say tonight, "I am stepping into that upper room tonight, and the Holy Ghost shall give me a voice, and the Holy Ghost shall cause my influence to go beyond my locality, and the Holy Ghost shall give me audience when necessary, and bring me out of uncertainty, and cause me to see a destiny." Check yourself. All these things, they happen in the circumference, the perimeter of being a witness for God. We'll deal with that extensively. But how does the Holy Spirit cause a shift, a supernatural shift? How does He cause the shift? Number one, by the breaking off of spiritual limitations and inhibitions. By breaking it off. The Holy Spirit breaks limitations and breaks inhibitions. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." That is, if there is anything that is a limitation, anything that is an inhibition, anything that is a restriction, at times they call it ancestral curse or generational curse or family curse. They call it witchcraft manipulation or even inhibitions inside yourself. Like I just told you, in my form 5 of secondary school, I couldn't face a crowd. Whatever be an inhibition, a restriction, a limitation is scattered, is dissolved, is dismantled by the Holy Ghost. And I'm speaking to somebody here. You are unable to preach to sinners because there is something inside you that says they will not hear you. You are afraid to talk to people about Jesus Christ. You can't do what you are meant to do for God. You cannot stand publicly in your place of work to declare that you are a child of God. There is a limitation or an inhibition inside you. You are a pastor, a minister of the gospel. You are unable to do what Jesus wants you to do because there is a limitation, an inhibition inside of your life. Tonight, it is broken. By the breaking of spiritual limitations and inhibitions, please take your seat. Remember, the apostles were limited in one place and the Holy Ghost came and they were released from that upper room. Jesus Christ, for 30 solid years, preached to nobody, performed no miracle. He taught he sat with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, answering them and talking with them, but that was how far he went. Until in the waters of Jordan, when the Holy Ghost came, his fame spread abroad. That was in Luke chapter 3 from verse 21 to 23. And then in Luke chapter 4 verse 14, he was released. Whatever it was, he was just released. And he stepped into his assignment. The Holy Ghost breaks off spiritual limitations and inhibitions. Number two, by the impartation of supernatural might and energy. By the impartation of supernatural might and energy. As a matter of fact, this might and energy also translates into fearless courage. It translates into fearless courage. There is an unusual might, an unusual energy to do what you couldn't have done in the energy of your flesh, what you couldn't have done in the energy of your mind, what your human emotion couldn't have handled. You handle it. Acts chapter 2. Verse 22 to verse 23. Look at Peter. He said, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God, among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified him. This was the same people that Peter denied and said he didn't know Jesus Christ. This was the same people. In fact, he started denying Jesus in front of a little girl. But something has changed. Peter the chicken has become Peter the lion. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Something had changed inside Peter. Peter has been degrassified and rockified. The grass in Peter has died. The rock in him had come alive. Many of us are too gentle. That is why the forces of darkness intimidate you and do whatever they want with your life. By the impartation of supernatural might and energy that translates into fearless courage. When that happens to you, you begin to break barriers. When that happens to you, you begin to cross obstacles. When that happens to you, you begin to jump across borders. One of the things that they do in the military in the course of their training or examination or entrance is obstacle crossing. You fail it, you are gone. I mean, where are you going without crossing obstacles? Is somebody here today? I mean, if you are unable to cross the obstacles posed by in front of you by the forces of hell, you are unable to reach destiny. You are unable to reach your destiny. Until you are able to cross the obstacles, you are unable to reach your destiny. And I am here to announce to somebody, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, in this Holy Ghost season, every obstacle positioned in front of you, you are jumping into the other level. Shout amen like a believer. A louder believer's amen. Say after me, I am crossing by the fire of the Holy Ghost to fulfill my assignment in the hand of God, in the kingdom of God. Some of us, you would have served God more than this, but certain problems are pulling you. They are distracting you. Certain challenges are pulling you by the side. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? You are battling with payment of house rent, battling with fibroid right there, battling with this and battling with that. I am here to announce, whatever is fighting your service of God, whatever is reducing your fire and reducing your passion and making you not to run as you would have loved to run for God, you are crossing it tonight. I am speaking to somebody here. You say, I know what I would have done if I was more healthy than this. I know what I would have done if I had more money than this. I know what I would have done for the kingdom of God. I am here anointed by the fire of the Holy Ghost to decree to you here and those all around the world connected right now by the fire and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You are crossing to the other side. For those of us who don't understand, we don't have another assignment. We don't have another assignment. We don't have, it is not a game. It's not show. You can't use the problem of people to show power. Some people came today to visit us from one of the big banks, one of their topmost leaders. They said they came to visit us so that they can have we have a banking relationship with them already, but the one in charge of their Abuja and then the whole of the northern region of a very major bank in the country and in fact in the world. And they came today to the office and they said they came we are banking with them, and so they came to visit us to let us talk more and so on and so forth. And then one of them was wearing the cervical collar with cervical spondylosis. And then the other one, who is their leader, the northern regional person, had a knee problem. So they said, after they finished talking, the woman said, the one with the neck collar said, by the time we are through here, I will be grateful if you can pray for me. Before she finished talking, I told her, I said, if you give me the permission, I will pray for your neck. So she said, I'm very grateful. And then the overall leader said, and I had this knee affliction. So I said, let's go. Let's go to the church. We'll pray. And we went to the altar here. And then as we came up to the altar here, before you can say praise the Lord, the one with the knee is healed. Before I could pray for the one with the neck, she removed the neck collar. That is, before she could be prayed for, she removed the neck collar. As I moved the neck was free up and down. So she told everybody, she said, thank God for what has just happened to me now. You see, because somebody saw me in town some time back, I was driving, and saw me with this collar. You see, why are you wearing this? Go to Dunamis. She said, he told her, he said, I'm saying, all of you, I'm just saying the truth. So when you people said, we are going to visit the church, I said, my time has come. This is why we are. If you are suffering from scarcity and shortage, the reason why you must have enough resources is so you can face God without distraction.
Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? If there is a pain in your body, there is affliction or something, a demonic oppression, something that is every time you remember it, your mind spoils. The reason why we are praying for you is so that it can be eliminated from your life, so you can celebrate God with concentration, so you can serve God with focus. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Lift your hand, say, I shall serve God with concentration, and I refuse to be distracted. Shout the loudest, amen. That, we have only one assignment. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. These people have I made for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Any other thing that we are doing along the line is to help you to face God squarely. Is to help us to face God squarely. You, so that you have enough of whatever you need, enough of strength, enough of energy, enough of health. You want to pray all night, the devil cannot say, you have migraine. You want to fast from morning till night, they don't say you have ulcer or you have diabetes, you cannot fast. Take your seat. Did you hear what I just said? By the impartation of supernatural might and energy that translates into fearless courage. Number three, how does the Holy Ghost shift us? By the release of inherent potentials and abilities. What you carry inside you, by making it to come out, by the release of inherent potentials and abilities. Acts chapter 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Inherent potentials. The Holy Ghost came upon him, and the healing gift inside him came out. Hallelujah. There are things inside you that have not come out yet. And they will soon be coming out. I told you some time ago that in our university days, I was singing in the room, and one young man who passed by that time said, please don't sing again. Your voice is very terrible. Maybe at that time there was worship inside, but maybe there was no vocal. And he was looking at the physical. And God said, you don't know what you are talking about. You don't know what you are talking about. I didn't know that there was a single song inside me. I didn't know. If somebody said there was song, that is what we are talking about, songs coming like water. But it came because the Holy Ghost came. Today I met a family, and one of the children in the family said, 3 years ago, I saw you singing a song to me in the dream. I said, do you remember? I said, yes. I said, sing it. She sang it. I recorded it. I said, by the time it was just like a verse, a chorus of the song, that she said, I sang the song to her in the dream. I said, sing it, let me hear. And she recorded it. I said, I will return the song back to you soon, but you won't recognize it. And I will give you some credit on it too. Because I wasn't the one who dreamt the dream. You dreamt it, but it was me you saw singing. So me and you are involved in this song. Praise the Lord. There is dimensions of divine innovations. There are people here that God has put inventions inside. 99% of inventors, Isaac Newton, Michael Faraday, all these people were born again children of God. They were. All of them. Yes, Isaac Newton.
Now, English mathematician, physicist, astronomer, theologian, author, recognized as one of the most influential scientists of all time. He wrote more from the Bible than he wrote on physics. Theologian means to those who have studied the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and back and forth and back and forth, and they have all the theological doctrines of what is Trinity and what is this and what is that. That was Isaac Newton. Am I communicating? Lift up your right hand. I speak to somebody here by prophetic decree. Every healing gift, every prophetic grace, every wisdom, every divine idea, innovation, every creativity that is on the inside of you that is not yet out is coming out today. Take your seat by the release of the apostles. Their gifts came out. And you remember King Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 10. The oil came upon him in verse 1. And the oil signifies the Holy Ghost according to 1 Samuel 16 and in verse 13. And then in verse 5 and 6 of 1 Samuel chapter 10, what was inside him, the prophetic grace inside him came out. Because the Holy Spirit by the oil came upon his head. By the release of inherent potentials and abilities, the Holy Spirit shifts you to the next level. Number 4, by the release of divine direction and wisdom, showing you what step to take, what moves to make as a minister of the gospel, as a child of God. As somebody who, in the course of your assignment for God, you want to know what next to do. Release of divine direction and wisdom. Acts chapter 13 from verse 1 to 2. These prophets and teachers in the church of Antioch had Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger and Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." Lead me through, Lord. Jesus, lead me through. Lead me through, Lord. Jesus, lead me through. There is a victory to be won and a battle to be fought. Lead me through all the moment, all the way. I put my hands in the hands of the Lord. I put my hands in the hand of the Lord. I put my hand in the hand. Oh, the Lord, I cannot fail, for Jesus never fails, because the Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow Him. My God knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow. And like we used to say in the late 70s, follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. Everywhere, anywhere, I will follow Him. Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. Anywhere He leads me, I will fall. How many of you remember singing this song in SU or FCS or NIFES? Or follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. Anywhere, everywhere, I will follow Him. Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. Anywhere you listen, I will follow you. It shows you what to do. It tells you the next step to move. It might be through a dream, a revelation, a scripture, a verse. And that shifts your level. By the release of divine direction and wisdom, level is shifted. And finally, by the release of motion and acceleration. The Holy Ghost releases upon you motion and acceleration. Again, we said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good. And healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He stayed in one place till the Holy Ghost came and he went. Stayed in one place. The Holy Ghost came. He went. He stayed in one place. The Holy Ghost landed on him. He moved. What happens? The Holy Ghost gives you power to overcome resistance. Whatever is a resistance to your life's motion. Power to overcome resistance. By these five means, five avenues, we receive supernatural shift by the Holy Ghost. And I prophesy to someone tonight, the long-awaited shift has just come. If you are saying amen, you say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, you will say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, you will jump up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Lift your voice and say, Father, thank you for your word to me tonight. I thank you, Lord, because my life is shifting. My level is shifting. Everything around me is shifting. I am shifting and changing. In level, I am shifting. Lift your hands and let's thank the Lord for the word so far. Go ahead and speak to God. Holy Ghost, do it again. Do it again in my life. Open my eyes to see Jesus seated upon that throne. Holy Ghost, oh, Holy Ghost, do it again, do it again. In my life, open my eyes to see Jesus seated upon. Two more times. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Going again in my life. Open my eyes to see Jesus Holy Spirit, come. We are waiting, Lord.
We are waiting.
Holy Spirit, come.
Holy Spirit, come.
Come and have your way.
covered all your way. Holy Spirit, God, Holy Spirit, great God, we are waiting, Lord.
We are waiting.
We are waiting, Lord.
Holy Spirit, God,
Holy Spirit,
great God.
We
worship you,
Almighty, mighty, 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 mighty God,
Almighty God.
We worship you, Lord. Come and have your way.
Have a God. Your way.
Come and have 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 your way.
Lift up your two hands everywhere. Mashako pakatakalakatakala. Shakoko barayala. Jato parayala. Seko bagalayata frete seto kolakakala. Shato palalabayala. Lift up your voice and say, Father, I thank you for your word tonight. Spirit of the living God, encounter me today in this upper room and take my life to this upper realm.
Tonight,
encounter me, Lord, in this upper room. Take me to an upper realm by your power tonight. Now, please, I would like us to pray with passion, every passion you possess. This is a Holy Ghost season, a Holy Ghost month. Encounter me, take me higher.
John the Beloved said, I heard a voice that said, come up hither. Father, take me to a higher realm tonight. Lift your voice, say, Father, in the Holy Ghost,
in the Holy Ghost,
I ask
that you take me
to a higher realm,
a higher level.
Tonight, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak.
Precious name, lift your hands and you are going to say, Father,
by the encounter
of the Holy Spirit tonight,
I ask
for a voice,
a voice
to speak the counsel
of God
to my generation.
I receive
my voice.
I cannot be dumb.
I cannot be mute.
My generation
will hear the voice of God through my mouth. Open your mouth and pray.
I'm
of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and say, Father, my influence in the kingdom
shall go beyond
where I am now. No devil can localize my life and my influence
for God.
Say, Father, by the agency of the Holy Ghost, my influence shall go beyond where I am now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Jesus, in Jesus' precious name, lift your voice and say, Father,
today
I decree that
my generation
shall have my attention.
Those
I have been designed
to impact and influence and speak to and change and transform
for the kingdom,
they shall hear me.
I receive my audience
for the kingdom
now,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Audience.
Lift your hands and lift your voice and say after me, Father,
Father,
I have a future.
My life cannot remain
in uncertainty.
In the name of Jesus,
by the fire of the Holy Ghost,
I step into destiny.
Now.
Open your mouth and pray.
Open your mouth.
Jesus.
Now we're going to pray the 5 points about how the Holy Ghost shifts us up. Number one, say, Father, I demand
for the breaking
of every limitation
on my life,
on my family,
on my destiny,
on our nation.
Every limitation
on my life,
on my family,
on our nation.
Today,
you are broken.
You are broken.
All you limitations,
in the name of Jesus,
break,
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 break. Now,
open your mouth and pray. Pray, pray.
Jesus,
lift your two hands and say, Father,
I make demands
on supernatural
strength
tonight.
I make demands
on supernatural
strength,
might,
energy,
fearless courage
to fulfill
your purpose
for my life.
Father,
let it come upon me.
Let it come upon our nation.
Let it come upon our generation.
Now,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
In the name of Jesus,
lift your hands and say after me, place one on your bosom like this and the other one up and say, Father,
every grace,
every gifting,
every potential,
every ability
locked up inside me,
I ask for a release.
I ask for a release.
I ask for a release
now.
Every potential
in our nation,
Father,
let it be released.
Every potential
in our generation,
let it be released.
Every potential
in our family,
let it be released.
Now,
open your mouth and pray.
Thank you.
Jesus. Lift your hands and make demand some divine direction and wisdom for the next level. Father, say, Father, I receive a baptism of divine direction, of wisdom for the next level. Say, Father, I receive,
I receive,
I receive,
I receive
a baptism of divine direction,
wisdom
for my life,
for my family,
for my community.
We receive
wisdom,
wisdom,
wisdom.
Open your mouth and pray.
In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands and now and say, Father,
Father,
I receive energy for motion.
We receive
the firepower
to
overcome resistance.
We receive it.
Open your mouth and pray. Speak. Jesus, precious name.
The Lord has answered us in Jesus' precious name. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. In every generation, God looks for men to stand in the gap. I came here tonight with a very, very heavy heart concerning the state of our nation. I received a text message a few days ago of a young man whose brother was attacked on the road. The brother was going for his wedding. I think he was attacked by... You haven't heard anything yet. He was attacked by either robbers or kidnappers or something on the road.
Then after the wedding, the next day, he went with his new wife
to go and see his brother who was attacked, and the two of them were kidnapped. New wife and new bride. New groom and new bride. What a nation. We hear this kind of stories all the time. The phone is permanently calling, whether it is from the south or the north or everywhere. What did we do to deserve this kind of state of country? How did we offend? Today I was on the altar here with three people who came asking for national praying. I was asking God, whatever we did as a country, forgive us. Let's be out of this mess. Without doubt, one of the greatest countries on the earth. Out of every six or seven black people you see anywhere in the world, one is a Nigerian. Some of the brainiest medical doctors and scientists and computer people you ever have in the whole world, they are from Nigeria. A few years ago, a Nigerian neurosurgeon from in the state of Connecticut was earning about $1 million per annum as one of the highest paid civil servants at that time. A doctor who were in school at the same time, who is in John Hopkins, told me the story. In fact, he came here. Our potential is so great. Our Nigerian military, enormous potential. They stepped into Liberia and the war ended. And they assisted Liberia to become. Stepped into Sierra Leone. Why is it not happening at home? Listen to this. We are in the... anybody who say that the country is healthy, the person may be sick mentally. The worst level of insecurity you ever saw. The worst level of poverty. The worst level of corruption. I'm sure you're aware of the probe going, that was going on, all manner of drama. God said, I am looking for a man. Where are the people that will speak up for this nation now? And I want to give all this challenge in all due respect to all of us. By any means, God must help us now. There were those who fought to keep this country together. There are those fighting now to scatter it by all means. There are those who paid off the debt of this country. There are those struggling now to sink generations yet unborn in debt. Those of you who were in that position and who helped the nation before now, what are you saying? There were some people who came out some time ago when fuel price was increased small. They said they came out to save Nigeria. They came at Eagle Square and all that. Where are you now? Nigeria has been saved? There are brothers in the southern part of this country. At times, with all due respect, some of us behave like ostrich. Since the problem is in Katsina, because this thing is happening everywhere. They are killing like in Katsina, killing in Sokoto, killing in Zamfara. Servant Cardinal, almost people are evacuated. Like somebody met me today and said, some villages are just fleeing from their fatherland. The Northeast. There's a tendency to say, well, I am South, I am this and that, I am here. It doesn't reach us. Truly? Esther told Mordecai, don't think you are safe. Because you are in the king's palace. Mordecai told Esther, don't think you are safe because you are in the king's palace. Help will come from somewhere. But you and your father's house may not survive. Let nobody in any part of the country think they are safe. We must raise our voice, call upon God, do anything it takes for this evil to end. There are voices, organized civil, all manner of voices before. Where are we now? We are going to pray. He said, I'm seeking for a man to... Now, let me address also us, clergy, men of the cassock, big men of the pulpit. Where is your voice? When the land was in disaster in the days of Ahab, Elijah stood up at the risk of his life. Where are the Elijahs of God now? I'm talking to us because we are together. I'm a pastor, I'm a reverend, I'm a bishop, I am an archbishop, I am this and that. Where is your voice? It affects everybody. And we're going to pray right now. And we are going to trust God to help us. Enough is enough for the devil. Enough is enough for the devil. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice. First of all, Father, forgive us. The sins of our land, the sins of our leaders, the sins of our fathers, the sins of our communities, whatever we have done to deserve this kind of evil, evil in the land, evil, evil at all realms, evil, evil in positions of power, whatever we have done to deserve this kind of evil, forgive us. Whatever we have done, as a nation, as a people, we ask for mercy. We ask for mercy. We ask for mercy. Mercy in our land. Mercy in our land. Mercy in our nation. Mercy in our land. Mercy in our nation. Mercy in our land. In the name of Jesus. This is a prayer you continue to pray at home. Stand upon your feet. I had an invitation to go somewhere the other day to preach. And I just checked myself and my heart was so burdened and so heavy. As if I go there, what will I tell them? What is the solution now? I have not. I can't. What is the solution to our country now? What is the solution now? I didn't have an answer. So I kept quiet. There's no use to move up and down and be moving when house is on fire. What is the solution? Do we have a solution yet? Father, we stand in the gap tonight. Answer us. Solve our nation. Solve our nation. We stand in the gap tonight. Solve our nation. Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask for your mercy. Upon Nigeria. Upon Nigeria. Upon Nigeria. From the north to the south, from the east to the west, solve our nation, solve our nation, solve our nation. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Pray, solve our nation. 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 In the name of Jesus. Finally, Psalm 46, verse 9 and 10. Everybody read it together. 1, 2, go. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of it. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted. Father, burn the weapons of war and give us peace and exalt your name. Three things. Burn the weapons of war gathered against this nation. Give us peace in the land so that your name can be exalted in our nation. Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask that you will set on fire the weapons of war arrayed against this nation. Father, set on fire the weapons of war arrayed against this nation. Give us peace and be exalted. Set on fire the weapons of war arrayed against this nation. Give us peace and be exalted in the land. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has answered us. Please, every time you remember Nigeria, lift it up. Let the land not be totally destroyed before we realize. Every night, 12 midnight, sir, they have arrived. Pray for us. That's my phone. They have arrived. No sleep. At times, this position that we are in, he takes the grace of God. Because all manner of distress calls. All manner. Let the land. Some of us have no knowledge at all. Let the land not be destroyed, and it shall not be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray upon this communion tonight. And I want you to know, beloved, pastors, listen. While you go, listen. Maybe take your seat first. Take your seat first. Because at times in the course of motion, we miss out some things that are very, very critical for us to know. This is Exodus chapter 29. And I think I am in verse 21. And thou shalt take of the blood that is upon the altar and of the anointing oil and sprinkle it upon Aaron and upon his garments and upon the garments of his sons with him. And he shall be hallowed and his garments and his sons' garments with him. The Lord bless his word. Take the blood and take the oil. Don't forget this, for as long as you live, the oil always follows the blood. What's the meaning of that? There is a union between the blood of the Lamb and the Spirit of God. What is the meaning of that? As we partake of the communion tonight, which is his blood, we are connecting as well with the Spirit of the one whose blood and body we are connecting. He says, sprinkle the blood and sprinkle the oil. That is, if he receives the blood, he receives the oil, which represents the anointing. So this night, we are connecting with the Spirit of God through the communion. And this is a communion of shift by the Spirit. And all the five things we mentioned earlier on will be happening. Everywhere the enemy has limited your life by the power of the blood, it is broken tonight. And also, the Spirit of the Lord is giving you an impartation of supernatural might and energy through this communion, a release of potentials and abilities, a release of divine direction and wisdom, release of motion and acceleration. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. And the Lord shall grant you a voice. And the Lord shall grant you a voice. And the Lord shall cause our influence to spread. And the Holy Ghost shall lift us to upper levels. All right, go ahead and release the communion. I see that it's already been distributed. By your blood, oh Lord. 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 Set the captives free. Everybody, body, body sing. By your blood, oh Lord. You set the captives free.
By your blood.
Oh Lord, by your blood, by your blood, oh Lord,
by your blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you.
Thank you for the blood.
Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood.
Oh Lord, I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, oh, oh, God, I thank you for the blood.
Lift your communion up.
Before we take this communion, there are a special set of people here that need to come forward now to make your ways right with Jesus. The Bible said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. God wants to hear you and wants to do something good in your life. Wherever you are seated right now, pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly rush to the front here. Make your ways right with Jesus. You have an addiction that needs to be broken. You have a lifestyle you are not happy with. You have something you know that God is unhappy with concerning your life. You need to come surrender your life to Jesus now. As you come, come with your Bibles and your bags. I'll give you the count of seven. God bless you. Already coming out. One. The only thing, please don't come without your Bibles or your bags or things. Two.
Lord, I thank you for the blood. Lord, I thank you for the blood. Lord, I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the blood. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for the blood.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh Lord, Lord, I thank you for the blood of Jesus
Christ. Lord, I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ.
Lift that communion up. Everything that has been preached tonight be transferred into this communion in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. As you take it, a new level of the move of God comes upon your life in Jesus' name. All right, take your seat, take the communion, and I'll pray one more prayer before we go. Those of you right standing here, pray again after me and say, Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead and take the communion. And those of you who stand in front, the yoke of sin is broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released in Jesus' name.
I thank you for the blood.
For the blood. Thank you for the blood.
Stretch your two hands in front of you, everybody. I prophesy upon your hands. I decree that your harvest will look for you from the north and the south and the east and the west. I call it down in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Go ahead and let's honor God, and everything you have received tonight by way of this communion is established in your life. Please, after the dropping of our honor before God, one more prayer impartation and then you are gone. You'll be gone. Lift it high up. Father, multiply this harvest to every giver and let the hands lifted never drop to beg in Jesus' name. Once you drop the offerings, you stand up and lift up your two hands to receive one impartation before you go. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. All right, I see people rushing out already. All right, Father, release your people in the name of the Father and of the Son. Are you ready tonight to receive an impartation? Say, Father, I receive fresh grace from the Holy Ghost now.
Now.
Drop your hand carefully at the count of 7. 1, 2, just bring it down gradually. 3, 4, 5, 6. Now drop it on your head. 7.
Power!
The Holy Ghost. Go forth tonight. Fresh fire, fresh power, and fresh grace. Before you sleep tonight, pray in tongues for nothing less than 1 hour before you sleep tonight. You can pray more, go ahead. And as you sleep overnight, God give you divine encounters. You wake up in the morning, life-changing encounters. Go forth and return back with your testimonies. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you from this day and forevermore. And the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. And surely his goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life as you dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. God cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.